This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay'sAnalysis.com. Today I want to talk about the astonishing revelations that have come out in the last, 2 years, 3 years, really, if you think about the NXIVM stuff. But, you know, Hollywood has really undergone a total revealing of its dark underbelly. I wrote two books on this topic about 4 years ago, and I covered a lot of this material before it came out, so it's exciting in a good way to see all this stuff coming out and being exposed. And if you remember, the striking thing that came to the fore with the NXIVM cult was that it was immediately connected to elite billionaire families. So you've got this Smallville television show that was very popular maybe a decade ago, and then come to find out, 10 years later, the producer, all these people, Keith Raniere, they're running this trafficking cult that's connected all over the globe. It has a pyramid scheme element to it. It's got all of these layers and all these concentric rings. And at the same time, they're branding women. They're trafficking and branding women, all the kind of stuff that actually comes to the fore in the tales that we read about Satanists like Aleister Crowley. Crowley was known to brand his women with the mark of the Whore of Babylon or something of this matter. But what this shows is that there's a kind of satanic, occultic underbelly that's been in Hollywood for a long time. We can go all the way back to the Black Dahlia Avenger case. If you think about the Black Dahlia, most people think there's a large consensus that George Hodel was involved in the Black Dahlia case due to his associations with famous surrealist artists like Man Ray and the sort of satanic Saturnalian imagery that Man Ray's art had with the human sacrifice components to it. And a lot of people think that because Hodel was involved in these circles, in these ritual murders, that it also connected beyond Hodel. If you read his son's book, Steve Hodel has a book, Black Dahlia Avenger, he cites that there were directors like John Huston that were running around in these circles as well. I'm not saying necessarily that means John Huston was involved. It's just that you'll notice that a lot of times the people that take the fall or are accused of the event are really the patsies or the underlings for the people who are really doing the high level stuff. And in this situation, you've got directors who work directly with the OSS. I think, if I recall, John Huston did work with screenwriters who had served in the OSS. Other famous Hollywood directors like John Ford spent a lot of years in the OSS. And that's relevant because a lot of the intelligence assets from the cult, from the OSS period, went directly into not just Hollywood, but also things like advertising. Right. They went into consulting. Lipman, these characters, Paley, Sarnoff, the founders of the major networks came out of the OSS intelligence apparatus, as did a lot of these people who went into Hollywood. There's a great book that actually covers this really in depth by Dave McGowan called Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, where he looks not at so much at the Hollywood side. That's what my book does, is kind of look at that side. But Dave's book looks at the music industry side, how a lot of these figures in the counterculture scene were directly from high-level military intelligence families. A lot of people don't know that Jim Morrison's dad, Admiral Morrison, was actually involved in the Gulf of Tonkin event, right? So he was breaking on through to the other side way before Jim was. And so a lot of people think that it's reasoned in Dave's books, that is, that maybe Jim Morrison wasn't as much of a counterculture rebel as we tend to think. Maybe Jim was actually put in that position due to the high-level connections that his family had. And the same goes for a lot of the movers and shakers in the Laurel Canyon scene, that they seem to have these high-level military and intelligence families in their background. That also, again, connects to the cults that Dave covers. And so when we come back, hopefully we'll be able to connect our hot comedian, Sam Tripoli, They said, Daria said, don't cuss. But let me tell you something. Sam's face itself is almost a cuss word. He's like an incarnate cuss word. So I'm going to try my hardest not to cuss when we talk to Sam Tripoli of the Temple Hat podcast after this break.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you once again.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Jay Dyer, hosting for this fourth hour. And we have one of the hottest, if not the hottest, man in all of L.A., probably the hottest. The internet has voted him hottest probably of all time ever, Mr. Sam Tripoli. What's up, Sam?
Mr. Dyer, how are you, brother? Good to see you. Good to see you. How are you?
It's great to see you. Look, there's nobody better, I think, to cover this because I've been listening to your podcast the last couple of years, and you have hit on some information, some really hype shows about Hollywood cults, the pedo angle, and all this stuff that I had never seen anywhere else. I think you did a show that really caught my attention maybe a couple of years ago that wasn't necessarily about Hollywood, but it was something to do with like Catholic universities or schools and like a Catholic society that was involved in the pedo stuff. But you have really been deep into this. You're in the LA Hollywood scene. You kind of know how things work there. Tell us about some of the deep research that you've come across.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I've been very blessed to have some great researchers come on the show and have really enlighten me on some stuff. In particular, you know, most of the Ivy League schools and their involvement in the opium trade wars, and how basically every Ivy League school was founded by an opium family that ran opium dealing all over the world. And from there, you get in Skull and Crossbones, and how they were Skull and Crossbones was founded by the Russell family, I believe it is, and that's just a way for them to, in fact, give their kids a heads up. And once you get into that Skull and Crossbones, you start looking into things called the Boule, and that's where, like, a guy who's been on InfoWars, Bishop Larry Gators, came on and really broke down what the Boule is, and it's super deep, man, and how the Boule are there. They can't join the Skull and Crossbones at the highest levels. They're there to protect the table, and how crazy that whole thing is. And when you see what's going on with the NBA right now, hip hop, and sadly a lot of black culture. Yeah, you see all this occult stuff going on in there. I mean, like, I grew up with rock and roll, and you know, you talk about Satanism and all that stuff. Like, people get weird satanic panic. But man, if you look what's going on in hip hop, what's just happening on MTV at the VMAs is kind of crazy, dude. I know you had to see the VMAs. It sucks when we're in this industry, brother. We got to watch this stuff that we don't like just so we can talk about it. But man, I mean, it's just like, especially when they showed it on all the Viacom channels like Nickelodeon, it's crazy, right?
Yeah, I like that you started out with that Skull and Bones stuff, because the Skull and Bones is where the OSS will come to be formed, right? And the OSS actually took over the old French opium networks, so where the French intelligence agencies would traffic the opium. The OSS took that over, and so the whole origin of the intelligence agencies, a lot of people don't know this, is actually the drug trade. So I'm glad that you hit on that. And what is the drug trade? It's the black market, right? It's stuff that's not legal but has to be done on the side, on the down low. And, you know, if you read people like Brzezinski, they talk about the fact that the elite have to also control not just the normal open markets, but also the black markets. So hence the CIA, OSS, they've always been involved in those black markets, running and controlling, making deals with those groups, the mafia as well. In fact, there's a great book just on this, The CIA Mafia Link, by Charles Ashman, if anybody's interested in that topic. But that ties into a question I want to ask you about. Had you heard this crazy story?
Can I just say one quick thing? Jay, one quick thing about what you just brought up is, like, if you actually take a look at the CIA and the mafia, you know, the CIA, as we know, was basically founded by Nazis and the Nazi relationship with the Vatican. Okay. And if you take a look at all these mafia family, all this organized crime in Europe, Latin America, and North America, the Italians, the Latins, the Irish, all these groups, man, they have a very heavy Catholic background. So it's almost like the Vatican, and my whole theory is Jesuits, they're playing both sides of the ball. They are both the law, the order, and the dark side, or the black markets, like you were mentioning. So I had Jordan Peterson on, and he kind of broke that down for me, and I was like, wow, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that a lot of people don't think that ties into Hollywood, but it does. In fact, I for a long time was duped by this. I thought, well, the Jesuits aren't really that high level. Then I came across a great book by, and he's actually a traditional Catholic himself. He did this big, huge expose of the Jesuits, John Courtney Murray, Time Life Magazine, and The American Proposition. And what this book discusses in like 800 footnotes is the fact that the CIA co-opted the Catholic Church a long time ago. That's a big part of why Vatican II happened, to make the Catholic Church an engine of American power elements, Time Life Magazine, Henry Luce, these people. They actually came up with a thing called the Doctrinal Warfare Program, where they would co-opt the Jesuits mainly. It was all John Courtney Murray, one of the most famous Jesuits, literally tied at the hip with the CIA. And so you're absolutely right, Sam. These guys really are almost near the top of that pyramid. That's why the Vatican is so embroiled in this pedo stuff.
And, you know, getting back to Hollywood and, like, what's going on with, let's say, you know, I know it's sports, but the NBA, it is entertainment. And what's going on with the NBA right now and how super political it is, to the point, my friend, where it is hurting their bottom line. I mean, next season, there is allegedly that the salary cap is going to go down. And, you know, we could apply that also to YouTube and Google when they change their algorithms, the money that they made went down. So what does this mean to me? So what I've always said, man, whether it's network television, NBA, all these sports, they're all like the side chick of these giant rich men, these giant rich organizations, and that the real money is in gods, okay? And that is gold, oil, drugs, slavery. That's where they make the real money in, and everything else is lower and expendable. You know, when Nike allegedly loses so much money for how political they get with the NBA and all these sports things, do they change the way they operate? No. They just keep going, because the more we're fighting over how political entertainment is, the less we're taking a look at all these things that we're seeing on the screen right now, and all the, like, the manipulation of money markets and slavery, you know, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of amazing that you could have, for example, one of the most famous cases of mind control and this sex slave operation type of thing. If you read the famous Walter Bauer book, which is really good, I recommend this book, Operation Mind Control. There's multiple chapters that deal with she was the supermodel of her day back in the 50s and 60s, Candy Jones. And Candy Jones was one of the first to be experimented on with this kind of suppressing and putting the information in the alternate personas, and she demonstrated this kind of easily hypnotized propensity, and that's why they chose her. And so what they would do is they would send her out on the USO tours. So here's a direct connection between entertainment, supermodels, you know, Zoolander type stuff, right? Like, she's a supermodel who's going out on the USO tour with Bob Hope and these people, right? And she's delivering these, you know, this information, and allegedly also involved in like the sex operations as well. So it's just amazing to me that the first instance that we know of this in terms of like a famous person was a supermodel.
Well, you know, there's so much involved with all this. You know, I mean, like, if we take a look at, like, you know, the history of Obama and who his grandfather was and who his grandfather was ninth cousins with, it's like it goes so deep, man, and it's all meant to be programming and to get us all to go along with a certain narrative and also for us not to pay attention to what's really going on.
Yeah, it makes me think of that clip. I know you've seen it, Sam. I think we talked about it last time we did a show. We were talking about Mariah Carey and we were talking about Britney. And it makes me think of that clip. I think it was Baba Wattles is interviewing Whitney, and she goes, "Oh, you stink." And she goes into this other persona where it's like a kid, right? She's like, "Oh, you stink. What is that?" And it doesn't make any sense, right? I mean, I think there's evidence, as we talked about in that show, that this is happening to Britney. We got a break coming up here. We're talking to Sam Tripoli, the Tinfoil Hat. Temple Hat Podcast. Everybody be sure and follow Sam over at the Temple Hat. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, together with Sam Tripoli of the Temple Hat Podcast, also the Broken Simulation Podcast. And as I was looking back at Dave McGowan's famous book, Weird Scenes Inside the Canyon, I was reminded of the section where he talks about Brian Wilson, who, according to Dave McGowan, would go into fugue states, would go into alternate personas, presumably from, I guess, a lot of years of LSD and Beach Boy bombing his mind out on hallucinogens. What's wild is that there's a clip of Tim Leary himself saying that if you want to blame the counterculture on anybody, he says you can blame the CIA, right? So Tim Leary is working with the CIA. There's ample evidence in Dave's book that the Grateful Dead were actually connected to the CIA as well. And this was a big distribution test to do the kinds of things that began on individuals being tested with the drugs and then to expand it to the whole culture. You know, Sam, we covered Britney recently. Don't you think she's a great window into this kind of a thing with Free Britney? You did a great show on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, every time we get the occult killers, I call them back together. The listeners, the Swarm, who listen to my podcast, I call them the Swarm. They love it, and they come out in bunches to check out the video. And, you know, Britney is a part of this Disney Mickey Mouse club that we've seen just, I mean, how many people have gone through this system and gotten churned out, you know? And we're finding out right now that her... somebody running her social media is fast-forwarding her social media, so it seems like she's talking crazy and acting crazy. I mean, just think about that. So as you know, Jay, you discovered that I am somewhat of a local celebrity. I've been in a Britney Spears video, and I played creepy paparazzi, and, you know, that was a big video for her because... you know, up to that point, she'd had a boyfriend who later on we found out was drugging her. And her father came in and decided to, you know, put a stop to that. But now we're seeing what's going on. Yes, this is it. That's the Britney Spears video. By the way, this was based off a video I made called Fake Heat. So if you want to check that out, you'll see it was done by I'm in all of it. One of the greatest video directors of all time, Wayne Isham, and his producer, Dana Marshall. And, that was a big moment because it kind of like her dad came in and saved her. But now we're seeing like, what seems to be a hostage situation. But why is she, Christina Aguilera, and we just, that Bella Thorne talked about it, all the things that go on with these girls who are in the Mickey Mouse Club. And it's like they become these MK Ultra, what they call sex kittens. And they're kind of used to put out this whole, I mean, if you look at her earlier stuff on the, like, Rolling Stone magazine, we talked about that, like, how crazy that shoot is and how they talk about her and how her early videos when she was like 14 or 15 years old, how she's betrayed. It's really scary, right? And kind of disgusting.
Yeah, she even had, I think about 10 years ago, one of the brief boyfriends was a military black ops guy who died in an Afghanistan helicopter crash. So she seems to have these kind of handler type of figures that move in and out of her life. You know, she's reported herself in different interviews as claiming to have multiple personalities. So I think that what we see is that there is a definite pattern. I'm glad you brought up the Mickey Mouse Club people. This is a constant pattern we see with those people. A lot of people don't know, as you and I discussed, that it's the CIA that actually helped Disney get the land to create Disney World. I mean, I think Disney World is like a giant mind control experiment, personally. I don't know what you think about it, but it seems to fulfill all the check marks of like all the, you know, mind control characteristics. I mean, and what do we see? We see a little, you follow these pop stars from the time that they're innocent teens, and then they grow up into, they go through this Madonna innocent to the whore phase, right? And that's what takes our youth, our girls, right, in America, or the world now, that they also go along, you grow up with them and transform into this sort of, you know, whore of Babylon type of imagery.
Yeah, I mean, we see that right now with Cardi B. I mean, that whole WAP video she puts out, like, that's not, I mean, like, I know I'm an older guy, but I mean, I went through NWA, Madonna, and all the stuff Madonna did. So it's like, it's not like I haven't seen edgy before. That is just lowbrow stupid. And somebody put out the funniest meme on the internet, and they said, you know, Cardi B writes music for women who don't shower and for breeze their panties, you know, and I thought that was hilarious. And it's just lowbrow stupid. And even people within the industry who make music videos talk about how lazy that is. But that, you know, and this is Cardi B, who openly talked about how she used to rob men she was on dates with, right? And then, like, we just saw a slew of stories about strippers and prostitutes robbing Johns, and that's what they do. They're there to take young, impressionable minds and give them bad advice. The same thing with the Kardashians, who are straight up witches, right? They live this dangerous lifestyle by making these dangerous choices that the money that they make can clean up. And then young girls watch it and they think they can make those decisions, and it just costs them. And that's kind of where it is. And I have this whole theory that women go through stages in terms of who they're attracted to, and whatever stage they get pregnant in is the stage they're in for the rest of their life. Okay, so if you get knocked up by a rapper, you only date rappers. If you get knocked up by a lead singer in a band, you're only dating guys and lead singers in bands. So, but that's what they're doing right now, you know?
Yeah, that's why it's exciting to see, you know, Kanye kind of break free and call out this stuff. Do you remember when the Kardashians, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, they sent out that Christmas card, and it had like all this occult symbolism in it. It had like an all-seeing eye hidden in the background in their weird Christmas card. I think you're absolutely right. They're totally witches.
Oh, and dude, everybody they date, they crash and burn. I mean, like, they just literally steal their souls, and they just become empty shells. And, you know, I mean, Lamar, I mean, go through the list of pro athletes that the Kardashians dated, and just tell me how many of them ended up well. Not a lot. And we see it all the time.
Right. Do you remember a lot of these elite, you know, they seem to, the really, really wealthy types that are always in the Hollywood circles, they also seem to get caught up oftentimes in sex cults. Do you remember what happened to Peaches Geldof? Do you remember that story where she got into the Crowley stuff? Yeah, so Peaches.
Oh, yeah.
She got all into the Crowley stuff, mainstream news, and she ends up dead a few years later. And why is that? Well, this is out of Politico. This is a great connector story, because you remember Anton LaVey. I know that's sort of like the pop, you know, Satanism stuff. But if you remember, Anton LaVey was in the circles of Jane Mansfield, right? She was his Hollywood starlet for a while. And then Sammy Davis Jr., famous member of the Church of Satan. Let's not forget that, as Politico reported, there was a famous case of Anton LaVey being connected to a plot with the
100%
mob to assassinate Ted Kennedy.
Yep, I got a whole theory on that you want to talk in after the whole break, that Satanism is just a bunch of theater dorks who think they're just, oh, I'm so dangerous, so they can get, like, goth chicks, and they're just all theater dorks and cosplay guys. Like, they go watch Rocky Horror Picture Show every Saturday night because they think that's dangerous. It's garbage.
But there's a higher level Luciferianism, you would agree, right?
And I get into all that, too. Yeah, for sure. I have my whole theory on that.
Well, we'll get into that when we come back from the break with Sam Tripoli of Temple Hat. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Are you hungry? Are you hungry? I'm Jay Dyer. If you're hungry, you get a little bite of that right there. You want a little piece? Are you hungry, Sam? You look like you've been wanting to eat. You look like you've been wanting to eat some man. But listen, you think I'm joking? In the 1970s, I think the CIA actually did research into not just the occult and Satanism, but cannibalism. Yes, the CIA was researching cannibalism. Not just, we all know, you know, remote viewing. I know you've done shows about, Stanford Research doing the remote viewing stuff. They were also studying like the hardcore dark arts type of stuff. And I don't think that's accidental that at the same time, this is right after the 60s counterculture, we start to see things get worse and worse and worse. And nowadays, what is Katy Perry promoting in her videos? Cannibalism. You've got Richard Dawkins, these people coming out. We must eat people. It's time now to feed people to people, right? Dawkins is saying there's nothing wrong with eating people. These are actually satanic ideas. I mean, Crowley himself talked about taking a heart out of a dead entity and eating the heart fresh to imbibe the power. It's an old cannibalistic practice. And I mean, this sounds crazy, but we are literally seeing the promotion of literally the most degenerate types of stuff, even cannibalism. And I think it's because they study this stuff intentionally and want to promote it in a ritual.
I completely agree with you, Jay. Here's the whole thing, Jay. Anything labeled culture is 100% manufactured by the CIA. If you go back to the hippie culture, right? I mean, the CIA's, you brought up the Grateful Dead. They were the house band for the CIA's guy who made all their acid. They used the CIA to distribute acid around the country. You know, the Laurel Canyon studios, which were the house where all the really great bands of the 60s and 70s came out of, that was CIA controlled. And then, let's get into hip hop, man, and the role of gangster rap and NWA, which sounds a lot like NWO, and their role in like pushing this culture of thugs and on people. I mean, you listen to old school rappers, they talk about how hip hop used to be so empowering, then it became really into gang banging, and like everyone stopped fist fighting and everyone started bringing guns, and this plays in to the military industrial complex and their use of the prison complex and privatized prisons, and that goes back to what I'm talking about, gold, oil, drugs.
It's funny,
flavor.
I was listening to some of the old rap, like the Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Flash, he's like, white lines, the more you see, the more you want. It's a song against drugs. And now you fast forward to like Rick Ross, and it's all about how you got to deal drugs. Right? It's a total flip. And I found articles, I think you've covered it too, where they actually talked about CIA, high-level corporate people talked about creating that whole hip-hop culture as a social engineering tool.
100%. And, it goes back to the Tavistock Institute. And when you just have a bunch of dorks sitting around going, how can we just manipulate the masses? And I'm going to say something here. I think the N-word is a manipulation, too. I think that's a complete other psyop. And I've had rappers from Public Enemy down talk about the same thing. I mean, you get the Boule to convince people to call themselves the word that the slave masters used to call them, and not only call each other, defend it like it's some special right, like because the black community thinks the white community gets to do things that they can't do, which I think they think we can just go to the bank and just ask for 50 grand. Like, would I be doing stand-up comedy if I could just walk to the bank and get 50 grand? No. I mean, so this is the manipulation they do to use us to fight with each other.
Yeah, it reminds me, somebody should dig up. I remember back in the 90s when I was really getting into cinema and film, I remember reading interviews, and I think there's video interviews as well of Quentin Tarantino. Somebody should dig them up because they would be pretty devastating to the present day Quentin. Because
he used to say, you know what? We should effing say the N-word. We should just effing scream the N-word from the top of every building.
Right. And I mean, he was, in the interview, though, he's saying it, right? So, like,
Yeah.
within 15 years, he's gone from, like, we should scream that to, like, you ought to be put to death if you say that. Well, I guess Quentin needs to kill himself then, because, like, he was defending this stuff, you know, 15 years ago. But that's the weirdness of the, like, mind control, that you can defend something 5-10 years later, you need to die for, you know, saying this or something.
It's the most ridiculous thing, but it goes back to what all social justice warrior stuff is, which is you get angry about the past because it's impossible to change the past. So you can cry about it all the time. Like, BLM is really angry about systemic racism in America, right? And it's really, and it is wrong, but nobody's talking about slavery in Libya right now, because you would actually have to do something then. And the BLM is, listen, man, Marxism, any ethnic minority, anyone gay, female, if you're Marxist, you have no clue of the history of communism. And straight up, the women who started the BLM movement have stated over and over that they are Marxist. And that in itself is another psyop. Go to their mission statement. They literally say they want to break up the nuclear family, okay? Which we all know, part of the drug war has been that they destroyed the black family unit. And they've destroyed any chance of there being generational wealth to be passed down. And that's a big part of how you help your children ascend to a higher social level, is through generational wealth. You do really well, you pass it on to your kids, and they do really well, and they pass it on to their kids. That was ripped away from the black community.
Bishop Sam Tripoli preaching it, baby. No, I totally agree, though. If you think it's mind blowing, because if you've read Che, I've read Marx. I had grad classes on Marx. Marx was, like, fiercely racial, right? Che, he said awful things about black people and all the other ethnicities. And so the idea that this would be what would appeal to, you know, minorities is kind of mind blowing, because it's like, the founders of this whole thing are completely anti-minority. They're completely elitist. That's the double mind, double think of the Marxist type of movement, is that it's always so supposedly appealing to the masses, the proletariat, but it's run by the most elitist, the most zillionaire families on the planet, and they always fund Marxism and communism and socialism to consolidate wealth and transfer it to those families.
And, dude, they're witches. I mean, there are straight up videos of them talking about summoning spirits, man. And I'm like, dude, like, even in my shows, when we do shows on the occult, like, I don't want to know anything about how summoning spirits or letting any dark forces in, dude. I don't want to get into that, man. We've done a whole show recently about, you know, drugs and alcohol, and how, like, you see homeless people and they're talking to themselves. I think they're haunted. I think those are spirits inside them. I mean, what do we call liquor? Spirits. And where are liquor stores? They're on every single corner, man. I mean, it's straight up occult stuff.
Yeah, it's not accidental, by the way. If you've seen this new Beyonce film that they put out, she's incarnating herself as the goddess. She's calling herself the incarnation of the goddess. She's obviously a figure that Black Lives Matter looks up to. Other of the big pop stars, as you said, have pretty much openly come out as witches or into Wicca, witchcraft, whatever. If you remember several years ago when Katy Perry was doing I guess it was either VMAs or Grammys or something like that, she came out as the Scarlet Woman riding the beast from the apocalypse. And now she, in her newest video, she's openly presenting herself as a witch. So I think that this is intentionally being put into the culture. The Black Lives Matter women are witches. As you said, they're openly talking about this. That kind of blew me away. I didn't think they would be that open about it, but here they are just saying it. So they're incarnating this goddess idea on purpose.
And it's just to manipulate this group of people into making horrible decisions that isn't what the universe is about.
Yes. We're with Sam Tripoli. Alex Jones Show. We'll be back in a moment.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When everybody's heard about the bird.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. If you want more of this kind of analysis, you can, of course, get signed copies of my book at the website in the shop at jaysanalysis.com. Esoteric Hollywood, Sex, Cults, and Symbols in Film. I got one point I want to make, Sam, and then I want you to take over and give you the floor. One of the things that pops up in what I think are high profile rituals, like these big Super Bowl, VMA, Grammy ceremonies, we see everything from Masonic symbolism with Pink getting awards. We see Britney with the snake. We see, Beyonce up there in the Metropolis transhumanist outfit. If you remember, she actually donned the entire Metropolis, persona there, where she's the robot, the AI that comes alive at the base of the inverted pentagram. I thought that was pretty wild when she did that. And what's a common factor for ritual seems to be things like sacrifice. And I remember for a long time I was skeptical of this idea, but then I remembered that, and if you read about the mafia and the history of the mob, a lot of times there is this notion of that you do kind of have to commit a kill or commit a sacrifice or something to bind you to the group to make sure that there's just dirt on you. Even if you don't believe in like the superstitious magic level of it, at least there's dirt on you that you've been implicated and compromised. And that makes me think of the case of somebody like John Lennon. There's a great book by Fenton Bresler talking about how Mark David Chapman had these CIA connections. He seems to have been trained, perhaps have been one of these kind of MK Ultra type guys. What do you think about that theory that there is a kind of a, even if it's not a spiritual, I think there is a spiritual component too, but just at a kind of a control level, right? If they've got dirt on you for sacrificing somebody, what do you think of that?
Oh yeah, well, there's a whole bunch of that stuff. The initiation, the sacrifice is what it's all about. That's how you get to the highest of levels. I mean, where you're known as one name by everybody, you know, even your mom knows the name to get to that level. There is sacrifice within the hip hop community. It's called a blood sacrifice. Within politics, it's pedophilia, and people don't want to come to grips with that, but the price of admission to the highest levels of those things is pedophilia. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the Beatles and, the symbolism in a lot of their art, on their records, on their albums, there's a lot of occult dark arts with that. The whole thing was that, the guy who shot John Lennon, CIA, but there was also that the doorman at his hotel or where he was, the condo that he was living in was also CIA. I mean, we can get into all of that, the role of the CIA, especially in hip hop when, when they blow you up and they make you huge. And I call this moment when I'm a real boy, right? They have this moment where they think they're a real boy, and they want to go off the reservation. They don't like that. They don't like when they get you really big, and then you try to go off on your own. And that's when you see a lot of these guys get taken out because they want to control the message. Now, if you make it on your own or you do your own thing, that seems to they don't seem to mind that. But when they blow you up, that seems to be the big thing. And it really is just like in gangs, jump-ins. Gangs have you go out and take somebody out, a rival gang member, and that is how you are initiated into the gang so that they know you won't snitch on them because they could snitch on you. Same thing with blackmail. I mean, getting into the queue, some people are in the queue, some aren't, but there was a queue drop listing all the Democrats and all the Republicans who have stepped down because they've been busted with pedophilia. That's how you control people. And it isn't a short game. It's a long game over decades, if not centuries, to control these guys. And that's another big thing. If you take a look at, hip hop and BLM, there's a lot of a talk of queer tolerance. And again, I don't care what anybody does with consenting adults, that's your whole thing. But the black culture, the homophobia is widely accepted. I mean, it's just the truth. So when people go crazy on Dave Chappelle's doing trans jokes and he's so, edgy, that's not edgy, a black comedian doing trans jokes, because in the black community, homophobic jokes is acceptable. And it's just like, and then you can get in the cloning dude and all that stuff. It's really interesting.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people don't know that there have been so many cases of the same types of patterns of stuff being documented and coming out. We have this amnesia when it comes to news stories. We don't remember that, like, in the last 10 years, there have been countless cases of rappers killing other rappers, rappers coming out, talking about the fact that it was a hit, this guy was killed for sacrificial purposes, there was dirt on this guy, it was going to come out. It's the same in politics, as you just pointed out. It's the same in the Roman Catholic Church with its scandals. And again, I mean, there have been famous cases, Franklin scandal, Franklin cover-up, have all documented this for decades. And it's because that's part of the control structure. And I like that you highlighted all of these different areas, that they all kind of tie together, right? You've got high-level military guys like Aquino, who was Temple of Set, right? He just passed away. And I don't know if you've seen it. Yeah, right. If you've seen it, but there was a clip. I think it's John Lennon, I think on Dick Cavett before he gets shot, and he kind of lays out the big plan. He's like, you know what they're going to do, mate? You know what they're going to do, mate? They're going to kill us all. They want to depopulate the whole world down to like 500 million, mate. That's the big plan. And then he's gone. Yes. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I mean, like, dude, when you give out inner secrets, they take you out. And listen, man, when you sell your soul, you are disposable. And some people that sell their souls go to the highest levels, Jay-Z, Beyonce, all these politicians on Jeffrey Epstein's flight. Or you could sell your soul and they can instantly get rid of you. They could throw you out like a paper cup. Oh, I want a glass of water. I don't want it. You just throw the paper cup out. It's the exact same thing. It doesn't matter. That once you sell your soul, they can do anything they want with you. It's like when in a sports, you sign a contract, a guaranteed contract, they could trade you to Siberia. There's nothing you could do about it. And that's the same thing with these occult stuff. When you sell your soul, they can do anything they want. You are no longer in control of your destiny.
Yeah, and again, I think if people find this hard to believe, I mean, given what's come out in the last 4 years, it should not be hard to believe. Remember all the different cases, right? There's been Hastert, there have been Penn State, there have been Saville, there have been the MPs in the UK, there have been cases in Ireland, there was the Dutroux case, the Dutroux affair of the highest elite in Belgium, Roman Catholic cardinals, prelates, nobility in Belgium, all involved in this trafficking sacrifice, literally being done in castles, like Dracula level stuff, right? Going on in Belgium. There was a million people in Belgium that marched in the streets after this when it came out.
Everybody says, can say whatever they want about Trump. I mean, like, there's good. I like Trump. I like Trump because most of the people I find annoying hate him, so I like him, you know, and he's done a lot of things that I like. But, I mean, like, everyone's like, where's the big names? I'm like, dude, 2019, humongous child sex trafficking pedophiles got arrested. Epstein, Nexium, the Brofmans are huge. Nobody knows the name. The Brofmans are huge. John of God, Nader, who else? Oh, El Chapo. Everybody thinks El Chapo was just about drugs. El Chapo was involved with child sex trafficking. These are huge, huge arrests. And just recently, all these arrests that are happening right now. I mean, supposedly Epstein's girlfriend got arrested. And look at all these arrests that happened in the last 2 weeks. It's humongous. And this is pedophilia, Satan, sacrifice. This is the initiation into the highest levels. And they have to show it. It's also Satan magic.
It's ritual magic because they don't even hide the fact that they do. It's like in your face, right? I've seen images of the Jonas Brothers. They wear t-shirts of Crowley. You see, Jay-Z wearing the Do What Thou Will shirt. They literally throw it in the face as a kind of, hidden in plain sight type of thing. Lesser magic. They're showing you what they're up to as they turn around and act like they don't do it and pretend that they don't do it when they display it, right? I mean, they're openly into, there you see the Crowley with the all-seeing eye. I mean,
yeah. Aleister Crowley, brother, real quick, 2 seconds. Aleister Crowley was the Carlos Mencia of occultism. He jacked everything, just rewrote it and tried to act like he was. And then all these stories about him being this James Bond. All I know about him is he's Barbara Bush's dad. That's all I know.
Now you're with the terrorists. I'm gonna have to say Sam's with the terrorists now. He's got the mustard gases.
All right, so you insulted the Bush with Nog Talk. All right, it was a great interview. Sam, tell us where everybody can find you.
You can find me at Sam Tripoli across all social media, or Ronan Sam Tripoli, or Sam Tripoli, Tinfoil Hat Podcast. My Patreon's patreon.com, Tinfoil Hat. And Jay Dyer, you are the best. I love talking to you because you always have a book ready to present.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.